Welcome to a special episode of Air Traffic Out of Control. This is one of the craziest ATC recordings ever captured. In 2018, a man named Richard Russell, who was a ground service agent for Horizon Airlines working at Seattle-Tacoma Airport, figured out how to operate a plane with no known aviation experience and stole one of the Horizon aircraft as it sat on the runway in maintenance position. Russell circled the area for nearly an hour, performing maneuvers and doing some sightseeing as he conversed with the air traffic control tower. Sadly, as the control tower lost contact, Russell crashed the plane into a forested area and perished. When speaking to the tower in this recording, Russell intimates to the agents that he's been having some personal troubles. Have a listen.
On runway 16. Rising 2728, verify you're in the left turn.
Run the turn, Horizon 2728.
Rising 2728, thank you, contact departure.
See you, Doctor, see ya.
Down in Alaska, 322. That aircraft was close to my horizon. She was taking off forward.
Boost the aircraft on runway 16.
His wheels are focused left and right. Right now,
he's rolling
down the runway.
All right, I'm not even talking to him.
He keeps flying out of the cargo area.
Which cargo area, one or two?
The one that's cruising to the north.
1758, contact departure.
Departure, 1758, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Sorry, you need to call and scramble now.
Well, we are.
I'll be crazy for you, but we got that maintenance status at that airplane. They were supposed to go to departure between 19.9 or sorry, 19.2 to try to talk to the pilot because he doesn't know how to land the airplane.
Departure 983. Yeah, did they find that rogue aircraft?
I'm a ground service agent. I don't know what that is.
Start it up and get it to go. In a couple hours, I guess. But, I wouldn't know how to land it. I wasn't really planning on landing it.
I know how to fly one of those aircraft, but we'll see what we can do and get you in contact with somebody.
All right. I just kind of want to do a couple maneuvers to see what it can do before I put her down, you know?
And so I can reach out to you a little easier.
A little bit.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Sorry, my mic came off. I threw up a little bit. Hold on. Shoot. Man, I'm sorry about this. I hope this doesn't ruin your day.
Yeah, Richard Russell. What do you think I should do? Yeah, I really just figure out how to turn the speech noise down.
Yeah, just flying the plane around, you seem comfortable with that?
Oh, hell yeah, it's a blast, man. I played video games before, so I know what I'm doing a little bit.
Okay, and you can see all the terrain around you? You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
Nah, everything's peachy clean. Just did a little circle around Rainier. It's beautiful. I think I got some gas to go check out, the Olympics, and, yeah.
Okay, and Rich, do you know, are you able to tell what altitude you're at?
Maybe like 2,500 feet.
I threw up all inside of it. It's bad. Fast to join. I was thinking about it, and then probably a good thing I did. Yeah, that's all mumbo jumbo. I have no idea what all that means. I wouldn't know how to punch it in. I'm off autopilot. Get me to the jets?
No, I'm not taking you to any jets. I'm actually keeping you away from aircraft that are trying to land at SeaTac.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't want to screw with that. I'm glad
glad you're not, you know, screwing up everyone else's day. On account of me. I'm down to 2,100. I started at like 30-something.
100 pounds of fuel.
Rich, you said you're at 2,100 pounds of fuel left?
Yeah, I don't know what the burnout is like on takeoff, but yeah, it burned quite a bit faster than I expected.
Okay. There is the runway just off your right side in about a mile. Do you see that? That's McCord Field.
Oh man, those guys would rough me up if I tried landing there. I think I might mess something up there too. I wouldn't want to do that. They probably got anti-aircraft.
No, they don't have any of that stuff. We're just trying to find a place for you to land safely.
Yeah, not quite ready to bring it down just yet, but holy smokes, I gotta stop looking at the fuel because it's going down quick.
Okay, Rich, if you could you start a left-hand turn, and we'll take you down to the southeast, please.
This is probably like jail time for life, huh? I would hope it is for a guy like me.
Well, Rich, we're not going to worry or think about that, but could you start a left-hand turn, please? And he's going to try and help you out here a little bit, okay? And I think you might have some questions. Rich, I've got a pilot on with us. And if you got any questions, you can ask him now.
Hey, well, first off, you're a little breaking up a bit. Maybe I'm too far away. What's the distance on this frequency? You are very calm, collect, voice.
400 apparently is the grounds crewman with Horizon, I guess. And
okay.
Right now he's just flying around. And he just needs some help controlling his aircraft.
Very good.
Now, I mean, I don't need that much help. I played some video games before. I would like to figure out how to get this cabin altitude. Like, I know where the box is. I would like to get some, make it pressurized or something so I'm not so lightheaded.
Rich, what's your altitude?
The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this, directly from the business leaders, and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about the autopilot. I'm just kind of hand flying right now.
Okay, you know how fast you're going?
Minimum wage. We'll chalk it up to that. Maybe that'll grease the gears a little bit with the higher up. Maybe, yeah. I think I lost you behind some hills a little bit. I'm coming back, though. Damn it, F-Troop! People's lives are at stake here!
Now, Rich, don't say stuff like that.
Nah, I told you, I don't want to hear no one. I just want you to whisper sweet nothings into my ear. That'd be better than trying to land it. Like, I know how to put the landing gear down.
But your power, that probably... 50%, that'd be the two top gauges right in the center on that glass display there, and then press, do your power at 50%, or tell me what you got.
Yeah, I got it like flight idle.
Well, that's too slow. Bring it up to like 50. Their sign on the bottom, it says 8DG, and it's got a little blue M on it. You can crank that around, and you know what, tell you what, let's just do this. Push, you see the HDG button right by that little thumb wheel?
No, you can do that with these things. If you were to do it, how would you do it?
Well, I'd try to figure out how to use the autopilot first. Not concentrate so much on flying the airplane.
Hey, you think if I land this successfully, Alaska will give me a job as a pilot?
You know, I think they would give you a job doing anything if you could pull this off.
Yeah, right. Nah, I'm a white guy. Eh? Yeah, you do, you man. Hey, FAA guy, Andrew, you on?
Yeah, I'm still here, Rich.
Bad, but kind of not either.
If you wanted to land, probably the best bet is that runway just ahead and to your left. Again, that's McCord Field. If you wanted to try, that might be the best way to set up and see if you can land there. Or just like the pilot suggests, another option would be over Puget Sound into the water.
Dang, did you talk to McCord yet? Because I don't think I'd be happy with you telling me I could land like that, because I could mess some stuff up.
Well, Richard, I already talked to him, and just like me, what we want to see is you not get hurt or anybody else get hurt. So like I said, if you want to try to land, that's probably the best place to go.
Hey, I want the coordinates of that orca with the, you know, the mama orca with the baby. I want to go see that guy.
Behind you, there is another aircraft. Would you be willing to talk to them if they're on the frequency and maybe they can help you land?
The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this, directly from the business leaders, and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
Back into water. Hey, what's that airport right there behind me, like to my left?
Okay, Rich, well, first of all, we just need you to keep flying the aircraft. So if you could just stay there and keep flying the aircraft. The airport you just passed over on your left, that's the Tacoma Narrows Airport. I mean, that's also an option if you want to try going there. But like I said earlier, McCord, that's a bigger runway if you wanted to try to land there.
Oh, that's disgusting. One sec.
Hey, Rich, this is Captain Bill here. We're still listening. My airplane's doing just fine. How's yours?
Like I said, it would be a better option, I think, if you tried to land it or even land it on the water.
Yeah. Hey, is that pilot on? I want to know what this weather's going to be like in the Olympics.
Well, if you can see the Olympics, the weather's good. I can see the Olympics from my window, and it looks pretty good over there.
All right, because I hit some, felt like turbulence around right near, but there was no clouds hardly.
Oh, that's just the wind blowing over all the bumpy surfaces there.
Oh, copy that.
Yeah, but Rich, if you could, maybe start a left-hand turn, start turning back around, because if you get too close to the Olympics, you won't be able to hear us anymore. Turn back around here. Like I said, I just want to keep talking to you, and if you keep going towards the Olympic Mountains, we won't be able to hear each other. Turn back around so we can stay in contact with you.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy, got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
I'm going to come in here and start talking to Rich as well.
Is that pretty easy to come by? Man, have you been to the Olympics? These guys are gorgeous. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I have been out there. It's always a nice drive.
I think I might have a beer.
Yeah, I bet you do. I haven't done much hiking over there. But if you could start a left turn and turn back towards the east. I know you're getting a good view there, but if you go too much further in that direction, I won't be able to hear you anymore.
All right. Hey, pilot guy, can this thing do a backflip, you think? I'm going to land it. In a safe kind of manner. I think I'm going to try to do a barrel roll. And if that goes good, now I'm just going to nose down and call it a night.
Well, Rich, before you do that, let's think about this. I got another pilot coming up, Pilot Joel, here in just a minute or two, I hope. And we'll be able to give you some advice on what to do next. We call it a bug. It's like a little blue rectangle. It's just somewhere around the compass. Do you see that?
Just kind of lightheaded, dizzy. And you know, the sights went by so fast, too. I was thinking, like, I'm going to have this moment of serenity, you know, I'll be able to take off in all the sights. There's a lot of pretty stuff, but I think they're prettier in a different context.
The right-hand side, above you, on the right-hand side air conditioning panel, you'll see it. It's a big panel. There's three switches along the top of it. Make sure all three of those switches are in the down position, facing the nose of the airplane.
Where I've been at this whole time.
Okay, Rich, thank you.
2,500 is the exact.
Okay, thank you. And do you have an idea of how much fuel you have left?
Man, not enough. Not enough to get by. 760, 760 pounds. I'm gonna do this barrel roll real quick.
Well, no need to do that. If you could just start a turn to the right, and then I'll tell you when to stop turning, and then you can keep it level from there.
I wouldn't mind just shooting the shit with you guys, but it's all business, you know? I feel like I need to be, what do you think, like 5,000 feet at least to be able to pull this barrel roll off?
You get hurt either. If you could, I see you're still turning to the right. You want to maybe start making a turn back to the left a little bit?
All right, Rich. This is Captain Bill. Congratulations. You did that. Now let's try to land that airplane safely and not hurt anybody on the ground.
All right. Now, damn it. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to. I was kind of hoping that was going to be it, you know? After long, I feel like one of my engines is going out or something.
Okay, Rich, if you could, you just want to keep that plane right over the water, maybe keep the aircraft nice and low.
You'd be a hero if you could pull off a landing.
In the middle, between the runways, there are planes stacked up out there. It's nothing's really moving on the field, so once I know more, I'll let you know.
I'll get you going as soon as I can. The aircraft in front of you is talking to an airplane in the air, so he can't move quite yet, but I'll get you going as soon as I can.
Oh, got it. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Oh, wait, no, we had some issues, so we had a ground stop for quite a while here. No one was departing, but now eastbound, southbound traffic is released, so if that's the direction you're going. I'm not sure if you're going like Sumo or something. I'm not sure what they're going to do with that, but right now eastbound, southbound is released.
Okay, good news. Thanks.
Sorry.
Wow. If we didn't have the ATC recording, this story would be barely believable. It just shows you the kind of stress and unpredictability air traffic controllers might have to deal with on any given shift. That's all for this special episode. I'm Amy Tango Charlie. If you're a fan of the show, be sure to follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode.